Hey, Fit Ed, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're reviewing another cigar from Foundation Cigar Company. This one is the Upsetters. Now, there was a lot of discussion about this cigar. One of the big things is it had Jamaican tobacco in it. One of the things that caused a little bit of controversy, or at least discussion, is the fact that it's an infused cigar. I don't think a lot of people were expecting an infused release from Nick, but here it is. It's an infused cigar with Jamaican tobacco. He said the project started back in 2015 when he went to Jamaica for the celebration of Bob Marley's 70th birthday. And there's a long tradition of growing tobacco in Jamaica. This is the Dango, Dango 5x54. He's a Claro wrapper using Nicaraguan and Jamaican filler. Now, it is infused. I tend to like some infused cigars. I tend to sort of be in the coffee realm for infused cigars. So I'm not sure how this is going to perform for my palate, but we're going to give it an honest shot here, give it a review, and see how it performs. Talking about the nose, it's definitely infused. There's no question about it. It's kind of got that sweet infused nose that I'm if you've ever nosed an infused cigar, you know that that smell right away. It's almost like a sickly sweet vanilla, maybe some herbs underneath that are actually a little bit faint. Tobacco's kind of overpowering the herbs, but definitely that sickly sweet vanilla. Out of the foot, I actually get more tobacco, almost like a pipe tobacco, like a English pipe tobacco almost. So that's interesting. So as always, we're going to toast, cut and smoke, so we'll get cracking here. So given that this is a 54 ring gauge, I'm going to be using my triple torch. I'm going to use my Zycar V-cutter. Nice V-cut. Draws a little bit of resistance. I'm pretty sure this has a sweetened cap on it, because right away I get sort of a very sweet, I wouldn't describe it as vanilla. It's almost like raw sugar. Flavors are hard to describe here. There's a bit of a drying cedar. That sweet cap is kind of overpowering the tobacco flavor, so I'm going to do a retrohale here and see if I can pick up some more of the nuances. Again, more of like pipe tobacco, very subtle pipe tobacco, like an English pipe tobacco out of the retrohale. So we'll let this cigar settle in. At a 5x54, we're probably looking about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes smoking time, so I'll be checking back in. About 8 minutes in, the first third's starting to settle a little bit. It's got a bit of a drying mouthfeel. It's kind of building. Again, it's really tough to detect any tobacco nuances off the first third because that sweet cap is really overpowering any of the flavor nuances that I can pick up. Retrohale is kind of a combination of that sweet cap. And like I said, it's almost like an English pipe tobacco, very faint, but it's got that smoky English flavor to it. So hopefully some more flavors will develop here as the first third settles in. Sitting at the 15-minute mark on the Upsetters, still kind of waiting for some of the flavors to develop. Really, all I'm picking up at this point is the sweet cap, some cedar, and a little bit of hay. There is that, like I said, the English tobacco type flavor on the retrohale. That's about it. So hopefully as the cigar settles in, I'm going to get more out of it. Otherwise, I think it's going to be a bit of a disappointing one for me. Coming up on the half hour mark and the first third starting to wind down. As it does, I'm starting to get a bit of a floral note that's coming through. It's tough to tell whether that's as a part of the infusion process or an element of the tobacco. That's really the only note that I've picked up that sort of that stands out in this first third. So we'll see what happens in the middle third here as the Upsetters progresses. Coming up on the 40-minute mark in the Upsetters, really at the halfway point of the cigar, or just about to the halfway point of the cigar. Nothing new to report in terms of flavor profile. Still getting the sweet cap, still getting the dry cedar. Floral note kind of came at the beginning of the middle third and dropped off. Little bit of the cedar, like I said, has a drying mouthfeel to it. I've got some hay coming through. Getting that floral note on the retrohale. The floral note's kind of overpowering that subtle English tobacco that I was getting on the retrohale. So we'll see what else comes to the surface in the remainder of the middle third here. Past the 40-minute mark now, and the middle third's on the back half starting to wind down a little bit, and I'm getting a bit of an herbal note. The herbal note's on the regular draw and on the retrohale. So on the retrohale, I'm getting a floral note. On the regular draw, I'm getting an herbal note. Let's see if anything else comes to the surface before we get into the last third here. 55-minute mark, getting into the last third. There's a little bit of subtle earthiness as I get into the last third here. All the rest of the flavors are still there. Still picking up that sweet cap, which is, again, kind of running over a lot of flavors. So I get that earthiness, and then the sweet cap kind of takes over. We'll see what other flavors come to the surface here in the last third. Wrapping up the review of the Foundation Cigar Company Upsetters. I know there's a huge segment of the market out there that loves infused cigars. I do enjoy some infused cigars, but this one was just a miss for me. I love the Charter Oak. I'm looking forward to smoking the Tabernacle, but what can you do? If you enjoyed this video review, give us an up, thumbs up, barrel up vote. Toss us a comment, or you can drop a line to me, Surgeon@CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.